let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Janice Romney is an acclaimed speaker, inspirational voice for women. Since 2004, she has mentored women in crisis from spousal partner abuse and taught high school students the risk of teen dating violence. She currently lives in New Mexico. In Beyond the Power of Love, she provides firsthand insight deep into the heart of a disturbing and terrifying world of violence. She shares a journey filled with heartbreaking challenges as she moves from domestic violence. Janice Romney, author of Beyond the Power of Love, A Woman's Journey Through the Betrayal of Spousal Abuse and Her Transformation Through the Power of Love, is our guest on This Week in America. Janice, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's really great to be here.
This is such an important book, and the book is receiving excellent reviews because it really is helpful to so many people, many going through what you were going through. Let's start by talking about how many victims of abuse there are and what forms of abuse women go through, because some think if I'm not getting beaten on, it's not a form of abuse. Let's first of all talk about the women. How prevalent is this problem?
Well, one in every four women are victims of abuse, and it's the same as every 24 minutes there is someone, a victim, you know, being abused. So it's extremely prevalent. And I saw that as I traveled around to different high schools, I saw, you know, it was just startling to see how many teenagers were involved in abusive relationships, and they had no idea that they were being abused. Because some of them, like you said, we think of physical as being domestic violence. Okay, so if I'm not being hit or beat up or whatever, then everything else is okay, which in fact, it's not true, not at all.
That's fascinating because, as I said, for so often you will hear people say, you know, I was a victim of abuse and I didn't even know it because it was more verbal. And obviously, you find that when you're out talking to people that it's like, well, wait a minute, I am in an abusive relationship, but since I don't have any marks on me, I really didn't realize it.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, everything that an abuser does is just his power to maintain and control. So they will use any form to make their partner submissive. And, you know, it will involve, you know, the mental abuse is just, it's one of, you know, I would say one of the most that I've heard about, you know, with women is, you know, they're put down constantly. They're not good enough. Who would want them? I mean, it's just from one thing or another where the abuser is just literally tearing them down and making them believe that nobody else would want them. So, you know, mental abuse is right up there.
Janice Romney is our guest on the program, and she's coming to us via Skype from her home in New Mexico. The book is Beyond the Power of Love. You'll find it at readersmagnet.com, the usual places as well, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk a little bit about the effects to women and in particular to children as well. Let's use your experience of abuse. What are the impact on women and children? Because it affects everybody in the family as well, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. You know, as for a woman of past, you know, violence, it affects your general, you know, well-being. It, you know, it deteriorates your health. It just completely destroys the physical body along with, you know, your emotional body just day by day, because you're always being bombarded, you know, about something, and you're always at fault for everything. And, you know, so it's just, you know, extremely, they're inconsistent. You know, one day everything is fine, and then, you know, the next day everything is completely blown out of proportion. And of course, you know, you're always the one that's to blame for it.
Let's talk about the children, because the children grow up, they move on to their own relationships. What is the lasting, in fact, let me ask it this way, is there a lasting impact on the child once they are in and see an abusive relationship? Is that a long-term situation they have to deal with?
Absolutely. Mainly because they believe that, you know, abuse is normal. And so many of them go on to repeat the same cycle. You know, they're abusive to their partner. You know, they just by, you know, they don't have to be a victim of abuse. They only have to watch it, you know, to see it day by day in order to have these psychological problems. It helps, you know, it's, it deals with, you know, problems at home, problems at school, depression, anxiety, you know, so many physical ailments that they suffer from, and they're long term. I mean, I've been battling this for, well, I mean, my gosh, I was 24 when I got married. I'm now, you know, 66. I've been battling it all over all this period of time, because, you know, not only, you know, was I abused, but my children were. And so even though I left my abusive husband, I took the children with me, and they had, you know, their own problems. And they usually manifest around about the age of 12. When they really become incorrigible, they, you know, they can lie, they cheat, they, you know, they're just, it's just a problem that, you know, never seems to end with them. So, you know, there really is a problem with children that, you know, they carry on the traits of this, of the abuser that they've watched, and then they become that person themselves.
Janice Romney is our guest on the program. Her book is Beyond the Power of Love, A Woman's Journey Through Betrayal of Spousal Abuse and Her Transformation Through the Power of Love. We're talking to Janice via Skype. We're doing a video of this, which is up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll find it on YouTube as well. Let's talk a little bit about the experiences that you went through, the struggles your children went through as well. You touched on those briefly, but it was very difficult for you to deal with it, and then you're concerned about your children as well. It's sort of like a double situation that you find yourself in, isn't it? You're concerned about you, and you're concerned about the lasting impact this is having on your children.
Right. And at the time that when I finally left after 15 years, you know, and women stay for, you know, various reasons. It's, you know, sometimes it's economic. They don't have, you know, any place to go. They have a, you know, fear of law enforcement. So there's many reasons why a woman, you know, doesn't leave. But, you know, with me, after 15 years, I had a mental breakdown. And in that, you know, because of that, I wasn't able to take care of my children. And they needed help as much as I needed help. So it was just like there was, you know, we were all broken. And my children found their ways to escape the pain that they were feeling. You know, and each one was different. But I had one son who left home when he was age 13 and lived on the streets, became a heroin addict. And no matter how hard we tried, we literally could not help this child, not from rehab. There was just nothing. And he went through, you know, from the age of 13 all the way up to 32 before he was able to recognize what was going on. And thank heavens today he's been sober. He's clean. Fantastic. You know, he has a family. But it was just a really a miracle to see him turn around and, actually live, a normal life. I had problems with my daughter. She was angry at me. I was never there for her. And, she had a valid reason. So we've had to work on our relationship. And it takes honesty, transparency. You need to just, really be able to accept the responsibility, but at the same time, not allow them to abuse you, which my daughter did. She was, she would, she became abusive, but not really in a physical way, but, she definitely did it. There was
Yes.
abusive, what do you call it? Elements to our relationship. And that's taken years to work through. And, it's just, if your children are, if they're suffering, you're going to suffer. And with me, it just kept going from one child to another one, and so there was never time for me to really do the healing that was necessary. And I lived at a time where, we didn't talk about abuse. It was a secret. We didn't want anybody to know. I didn't know about, crisis centers, about, shelters. I just felt like I was completely alone in the world, and there was no way out. There was no place to go, and no one that was going to help me get out.
Well, you're there to
So,
help people now with your book, and it's a painful story, Beyond the Power of Love by Janice Romney, Romney. You'll find the book at readersmagnet.com, Amazon, all the usual places. If you're going through this, you may think, I can turn to the authorities. That is my escape route. I can go get help. And you, in the book, you say the legal system failed me. I didn't trust the authorities from the beginning. Talk about that, because the one source you think maybe I can go, they'll listen to me, they'll help me, really wasn't there for you, it sounds like.
no, they weren't. Prior to my marriage, I had there was a police officer that I only knew briefly, but I went to a party with him, and he put something in my drink and drugged me, and I was raped. So, I didn't trust them. I was more afraid that they would just make the situation worse. There wasn't, I mean, I wasn't about to go to the cops with any of my problems, because a lot of times when you do that, the abuser might be nice for a little while, but you're really going to get it if if you return
Yes.
to them. The abuse escalates and it continues to get worse and worse. So leaving is a real scary thing. It's really hard to do. It's really sad, but
But it's a
you feel
reality,
like,
obviously. Yeah,
pardon me?
it's reality, obviously, that it is difficult to leave. And how do we go about ending this cycle of abuse? How do we stop it or slow it down?
Well, the only way that we can is to very, start at the very beginning. Start with young girls. And I was teaching girls that were in high school, so let's say from freshman, on up to their senior year. But self-esteem is so critical. They have to know, who they are. They have to value who they are and have a real sense of, their own identity. And if we, can do that with these young girls, they're a lot less prone to be at risk of, falling into the traps of an abusive relationship. Because, a lot of abusers, they're very charming, they're very loving, they listen to your problems. You feel like, wow, he's my knight in shining armor. And actually, they're master manipulators. And this is a real dangerous type of relationship, because they, you know, they come across as being so kind and so loving, but yet, you know, behind closed doors, they're completely opposite.
Is that one of the reasons women stay with their abuser? The fact that, okay, he says he's going to change. Deep down, he's really a nice guy. He's going through a lot of stress now. Is that one of the reasons women stay with an abuser?
Absolutely. We believe in the promises. We want our marriage to work so bad and don't want to, you know, especially if you have children, you don't want to break up the family unit. And so we believe in the promises. And my ex-husband made many of them. I will never do it again. I'm so sorry. You know, I just had a really bad day at work. You know, this is never going to happen again. And then it happens again, and you still get the same treatment. You know, it goes back to, I'm so sorry. You know, they bring you flowers. They do everything to just, you know, keep you so confused, you know, as to what's real, the reality of the situation. And the reality is that you're being manipulated. You're being controlled. It isn't a marriage of love. It isn't a marriage of, you know, between two people at all. It's just two people that have, you know, the same insecurities, the same sense of low self-esteem. Yes. And so we get caught up into abusive relationships due to our lack of, you know, self-identity and self-esteem. So it comes from both ends. You know, your abuser has low self-esteem, but he wants control. That's going to show that he's not weak. The victim is wanting to be loved. And when she receives a little bit of love, it's like she soaks that in and, you know, trusts that he's not going to do it again. And the next thing, it happens again. And so it's just a cycle. It's a repetitive cycle.
Let's talk about it. Time is going by so quickly. There's so much we could touch on, but it's all in Janice's book, Beyond the Power of Love. Let's talk about some of the greatest challenges that you went through as you were trying to heal from the abuser, leave the abuser and heal from the abuser. And it sounds like it's something that you still struggle with. There are still scars there. It's not as easy as walking out the door, closing the door, and a whole new life begins for you, is it?
No, it's not. It's only the beginning. And because, you know, having a breakdown, the problem was that I became addicted to prescription, you know, medication. And I used that as a manner of coping. And all this time, my children were suffering, but I couldn't see it. I was so immersed in my own, you know, anger and so much pain and so much hurt, because for all those many years of being married, I stuffed every single feeling I had. I didn't count. I didn't matter. I was nothing. I was a nobody. And so when you finally, you know, get in touch with the reality of it, in touch with your own feelings, there's just so much anger that comes out. And, you know, it just takes a lot of work and a lot of therapy. But unfortunately, you know, I didn't have the therapy, and I abused prescription drugs. And that was my way of coping.
Janice Romney, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left, and again, so much to talk about. The book is available at readersmagnet.com. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. What was this like for you in sharing this story with everybody? People say they're reading it, they have a tissue standing by as they're reading it, because you're so honest in describing what you and your family went through. This goes back to age five for you. How difficult was it writing this book, or was it therapeutic? You really needed to write this?
I needed to write it more than anything. I needed a way of healing. And if it was just writing in a journal or, you know, just typing out my story, I needed to get it out. And then as I continued further, you know, it soon turned into a book, but it was extremely healing for me. And the reason that I did it, and I did it so honestly, you know, it was to save another woman from going through the same, you know, path that I did. And when they do see red flags in a relationship, don't ignore them. You know, those are warning signs, and, you know, you need to be able to walk away. And I would say run as fast as you can run, you know, against a partner that shows any sign of, you know, control, like who you talk to, who you've been with, you know, what you've been eating. All of these things, you know, are warning signs that, you know, you've got an abusive partner.
We've got about a minute or so left here. What do we do when we think somebody, some friend, a family member is suffering? That's always difficult to bring up, and you have to be very delicate, at least we think we do, in bringing it up. And you've mentioned some of the warning signs that we probably should be looking out for. How important is it that we gently, I guess, that's my word, bring it up to someone to make sure they're okay and they're not out there looking for help or should be looking for help?
Well, like you said, it is a very tricky thing, because a lot of women are going to, you know, deny it.
Yes.
But I think, you know, just by, you know, being open and truthfully with, you know, your own experiences, and try to break down, you know, the barrier when you know that someone is being abused. You know, I just try to break down the barrier by, you know, letting them know that they're not alone, and, you know, trying to help them find a way to, you know, to get safe. But education, you know, is the best key. And, you know, it's the only way of prevention. And so that's why speaking to the youth is so important, because that's, you know, they're just they're at the very beginning, you know, of the dating. And, you know, if we can stop the violence at that point, then we can end the generational cycle of abuse, because it is generational. It's passed down from, you know, one family to another. And then hopefully, you know, my family might be one that will completely break free, and we won't continue the same pattern. You know, it's always a work in progress. It's always something that I'm aware of. And, you know, I try very hard to, you know, to speak, especially to my sons. I have five boys. And, you know, talk to them about how important it is to show respect, you know, to be loving, and, you know, to treat their wife as though, you know, they were the most important, you know, person in the world to them. Because it's really hard to break that cycle.
Well, you were helping so much by sharing your story. The book is so well done. It's a great resource. It will guide you through if you're a victim, if you know of someone who's a victim, if you want to help someone who's a victim. The book is Beyond the Power of Love, A Woman's Journey Through Betrayal of Spousal Abuse and Her Transformation Through the Power of Love by Janice Romney. You'll find the book at readersmagnet.com. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on, get information there as well. Janice, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for sharing the story. You're doing excellent work in getting the message out there and sharing your story. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Janice Romney is the author of the book, Beyond the Power of Love. You'll find it at readersmagnet.com, the usual places. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.